And our guests of today's segment on this Friday, the sixth day of May 2022. Two guests of the days, as usual, here. And our first one from Regional Medical Center, Heather Reese, is with me talking about Nurses Week. Heather, good morning to you. How's your Friday going so far? I know it's early yet.
Good morning, Swish. Yes, it's early, but not really early for nurses. So,
that's right.
Yes, we're good. How are you?
I'm doing all right on this Friday. And let's talk about National Nurses Week coming up. Starts today, goes through May 12th. And what's the significance of this time? What's it mean in your world?
Sure. So today is a big day. It starts the National Nurses Week, and actually today is National Nurses Day. Mm-hmm. So today is our opportunity to raise awareness about the role that nurses play within society, hospitals, all the gamut. It starts today, and it goes until May 12th. And the significance around May 12th is because that is Florence Nightingale's birthday. Mm. And if you ever looked back in history, or if you want to Google that, Florence was kind of that first nurse that was recognized. She's the most famous nurse in history. She was the one that really developed modern ways we take care of patients. Today, we still practice some things that Florence did back in the day. So she definitely promoted the safe patient handling, the infection prevention things that we do today. So we just this time of year, this time in May, we thank the nursing staff for all the contributions that they make.
Indeed. Nurses do a lot of wonderful things. They're there for you when you most need it. Why did you become a nurse? What's your favorite part of the job?
Oh, goodness. So 20 years ago, I graduated with my degree in Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. And then I went and sat for my nursing boards. So I've been in the profession for 20 years, but I've been in hospitals longer than that. Mm-hmm. I've always worked in a hospital. You know, I thought about this question, and especially now as we are kind of dealing with, I don't want to say we're coming off the pandemic, but we've been in this for 2 years and the nurses have been through a lot. Our profession is definitely challenged. Mm-hmm. We saw some things and we did some things we thought we'd never have to do. I think my response to this would be, I like to take care of people and I like to help people. And I think as we reflect back, it's just remembering, why do we do what we do? And I would say my biggest thing is I'm able to connect with people on a pretty deep level.
Indeed. And the Chief Nursing Officer is your title at RMC. How many nurses do you have there?
So Regional Medical Center here in Manchester, I'm proud to say we have 152 registered nurses. That includes registered nurses and licensed practical nurses, so RN and LPN. And we are employed at Regional Medical Center in the hospital. We are in the doctor's office, Regional Family Health. We are and Regional Medical Center Home Care. Also, shout out to Delaware County Public Health. All the nurses are there. They work full-time, part-time as needed. We have patients all over the hospital, the clinic, and beyond in our communities that we take care of and we connect with and we care about. One thing about nursing is it's truly a profession. It's not a job. And I think, especially now, as nurses are trying to reconnect with why do they do what they do for the things that we've been through, it really defines us as a person. If we see somebody needing something, somebody needing help, we spring in and help, whether we're at church or we're in the community or we're, I'm not going to be a nurse today. We never say that because we are always on and we're always nurses and here to take care of our patients.
No doubt about it. While traveling on the West Main Street lately, I've seen that illuminated sign, the Daisy Nurse Award. It says, talk about this award.
Yes. So yeah, as you kind of come up over the hill, you're going to see our sign that's in the front yard there. And we, about every 6 months or twice a year, we give out a DAISY award. And DAISY is an acronym. It actually stands for Diseases Attacking the Immune System. And it was developed by a family of a person who passed away from a very rare disease. And he was very young. He was 33 years old. I mean, this wasn't here. This was somewhere else. Sure. But anyway, this family was grief-stricken. But as they kind of thought through, you know, what happened and through their grief and through their thoughts, they really identified that the nurses were the ones constantly at the bedside caring for patient for their son, and they wanted to develop this award. So what this is patients, visitors, nurses, providers, employees, anyone can nominate a deserving nurse. And how they do that is they fill out a form, it's online, or if you're in any of our buildings, you're going to see a flyer or a little pamphlet that you can fill out, and you can share your story of why this nurse is so extraordinary and why she, you know, or she makes a difference in their care. So we collect all the nominations and we pick one nurse. And when I say we, it's community members that come in, they read the nominations, we pick one nurse, and they are honored. It's a surprise celebration. That nurse receives a certificate, a pin, a sculpture. It's pretty cool. We really love honoring our nurses. And we, like I said, we do it twice a year. It's a very special time. And it really recognizes the profession of nursing. So if you know a good nurse and you want to recognize him or her for the extraordinary work that they do, you can go on our website, ReachMedCenter.org/Daisy. And that's where the nomination forms are.
Fantastic. And a lot of thank yous coming in this time. I'm sure you get some appreciative gifts during this week as well as most weeks do. What do you do special for your nurses for this next week coming up?
Sure. So actually, Monday morning, we're going to have a kind of gathering for the nurses to come in and really work on, learn a little bit about self-care and resilience and reflection and meditation and some of those more softer skills that, you know, we need to take time to take care of ourselves. So we have that event going on. Anyone who comes nursing wise is going to get a free coffee from Aunt Emmy's. So that's awesome. And then this rolls into Hospital Week next week. So we have some big events planned at the hospital for Hospital Week.
All right. Happy Nurses Day to you and week ahead to you. Nice to meet you here this morning.
Thanks, Swish. Nice to meet you too.
Absolutely. Heather Reese from RMC celebrating Nurses Day and Nurses Week coming up until May 12th. Our first half of the guests of the day on this Friday, right here on Mix 94.7.